You are listening to day 17 of the 30 days of Audio Boo. That was me. Folks, I am upstairs in a very relaxed state. I'm recording this Audio Boo through my headphones. What kind of headphones are these? Altec Lansing or something like that. I can't remember. These are the headphones. If you've listened to my previous boo about taking people's recommendations with a grain of salt, these are the headphones that I was not all happy with. Paid $100 for them. They do record as well as serve as a listening device. They have a little microphone in there, just like the iPhone headphones that you get with your iPhone or iPod Touches. But anyway, I'm relaxed. I just finished watching a great hockey game by my Toronto Maple Leafs. And it's so nice for them to be doing better than they have been doing in the last previous years. You know, if you're a sports fan for any team that was struggling for a long time, it is a great feeling to have them do better and better. Finally, after a long time. I wanted to continue on my topic of Gary Vaynerchuk. Sorry, I realized I pronounced it wrong. It's Gary Vaynerchuk. And he wrote the fabulous book called Crush It, which I purchased through the iBooks store. And it was very cool because it was the enhanced version, so he had video sprinkled throughout. And if you watch Gary, you see his passion is contagious. That's what really makes the fact that he made a book like that really cool. But one of the things that happened the other day is I saw that he made a tweet. And you know, I said I would reply to him. I just let him know that I really enjoyed his book, his enhanced version of Crush It. And then within a minute or two, Gary had written back and he just said, "Thanks so much, Albert," type thing. And that was pretty cool. It's amazing, Twitter, how you could reach out there. Look for the people you're interested in. And if you follow them or you have them on a list, you could interact with them and they'll actually take the time to reply to you. You're not going to get that chance with most people through email. You're not going to get that chance through with people through telephone or any other way like that than with Twitter. So that's another great way to start building relationships and have other people see that you're interested in them. Not just pushing your old stuff. That's really cool. Let me have a look at my list here. Oh, another thing I keep forgetting, and I don't think I've talked about this yet, is with podcasts. I am ready to do my recording of my next podcast starting tomorrow. But when I listen to podcasts, you can have a feature, depending on which software you're using, but most software does have this feature, where you could speed up the voice. You could listen to a podcast up to twice as fast and still make out everything. And when you think about it, that's a really great way to get more information in your head. You know, when we listen to someone talking or watch a video, our minds are capable of consuming and retaining a whole lot more than we give credit for. We're just used to going at a certain speed. So when you listen to a podcast at twice speed, you have the ability to listen to twice as many podcasts, which means you're going to be twice as smart as you would have been otherwise. That's another cool thing about podcasts. And podcasts in a video format or video cast or whatever they're called, I do not think that you can do that and really retain everything, because it's just going to be corny watching someone's head and lips move twice as fast. I know I used to do that with VHS tapes and we used to have good laughs about that. But of course, VHS tapes are a thing of the past. So folks, I'm going to wrap it up. No outro music this time because I am recording in a different format and I'm sure the audio quality is reflecting that. But I did want to definitely get my 30 days of Audio Boo done for today and keep the rhythm going. So this was day 17. Tomorrow's day 18. 12 more to go to complete this challenge. Tune in next time, folks, and have a great, great day. Bye-bye.